Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. Give him praise. He's worthy. I tell you what, how many of you are here? There's about five of you that are here. How many of you are here? All right. Stand to your feet. Tell two people, I'm glad you're here. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you told more than two people? I knew you would do it. I knew you'd do it. That's okay. You may have a seat. I want you to welcome Stephen this morning. He is going to deliver the word. Are you ready to hear the word of God? Well, welcome Stephen Smith. God bless you, brother.
Okay. I'm ready to drive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know whether I'm going to start with telling you a little bit about me or not. I don't know. Maybe I will a little bit. I was a premature baby. And I guess from that point, I was always trying to do a little catch up, you know? And I don't know whether it came from being premature or what, but my whole life, I have always lived in a state of what I call toxic shame. Now, when you say, I think y'all know what that is. See, no matter what, you feel like there's something wrong with you. You know, I thought that after I got saved, it would go away. It didn't. See, part of me was a saved heathen. Now, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't get saved because I loved Jesus. Now, you're looking at me like, what is he doing up there? No, I didn't get saved because of that. I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. And see, the thing is, I know me. I was about ready to bust hell wide open. And so I said, I need to do something about that. And, you know, and I started worrying about it. And then my mother was a spiritual woman. She says, God's calling you. He's calling you. And at that point, I at least had enough sense to get saved. I mean, when I got saved, I almost drowned the preacher. See, as big as I am, now he's trying to dunk me under. Now, you don't take somebody as big. I was a big kid. You don't take somebody as big as me. I'm going to dunk you in the name of Jesus. Man, me and him just went down in the water. See, the thing is, all of that time, you know, I grew up and I had I was basically right-minded, meaning the right side of my brain was functioning. The things of intuition and all of those types of things, imaginations and all of that kind of stuff. But that was getting me into such trouble, I could not handle that emotional side. So I switched over to the logic side. Remember Star Trek? Remember Spock? He was my hero. No emotions, no nothing. And when I came to God, into the Word of God, and when I got saved, the Lord put a desire for the Word of God in me, but I came from the left side. I would study Scripture just about 24 hours a day. Now, I'm going to just tell you this. This is not brag or pride or whatever. I could get to the point that I could flip this book open to any page and preach you a sermon. And that was just by rote training. You train your brain to do certain things. You train your brain to ask certain questions. You train your brain to do just certain things. So no matter where you flip it, these questions will come, and you would research the answers, and there it was. See, I ended up becoming a soldier for God, a warrior. I became a warhorse. And Jesus, you can mount me anytime you want, and I will go into battle with you. I don't care where it was. I don't care what was going on. We'll go fight. And I lived that way for, I don't know how many. I was been in the ministry 40-some years. Preach on. I remember when we came down here, we'd be going to the school where we were teaching. I'd preach Henry Ann a sermon going and preaching one coming back. Because I was trained.